Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today being joined by Eddie Diaz. He is the director at the Des Moines Area Community College Perry Van Kirk Career Academy. And Eddie, really appreciate the time for you to take to talk with me today.
Hey, thanks, Shaquan. Thank you for having me.
You are absolutely welcome. And we're here. We're kind of just going to look at the 2024-2025 year for DMAC and then go over some other things as well. So we'll just start off here. What is the approximate enrollment that you have at the Perry Van Kirk Career Academy this year?
Yes, our approximate enrollment is about 200 students a year, give or take. We are part of a much, much larger system, as you know. And interesting side note, DMAC is actually the largest college in the state of Iowa when you include all of our sites, all of our high school students in their buildings taking college credits. So we're happy to be part of that big DMAC family.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Can you talk about, you know, for the 2024-2025 year, has there been any new programs that has been debuted?
Yeah, we've been really focusing on improving what we offer. I would say that the biggest change has been our applied engineering program has been remodeled to become the industrial technician program. So it's a fairly new program. We've been with it for about a year. Prior to that, the applied engineering program had been about a year as well, and really focused on providing industrial maintenance opportunities for young people to explore working in the manufacturing sector to help them gain skills to fix big machinery that's needed in industry.
Again, we are speaking here with Eddie Diaz. He is the director at the DMAC Perry Van Kirk Career Academy. And now, Eddie, of course, I know you're also a part of the Perry Community School Board, and you've worked with former high school principal Dan Marburger. Now, obviously, DMAC collaborates with many high school students, especially here in Dallas County. Can you talk about the role that Dan played with the Van Kirk Career Academy?
Yes. Well, I should say also that Dan was my vice principal when I graduated from high school. He hired me as a teacher when I came back and taught at Perry High School. So I knew Dan for a very, very long time and admired him in many ways. In regards to DMAC, he had a pivotal role in helping the DMAC Center in Perry open up. And then after that was a huge advocate for his students to be able to get those dual enrollment college credit courses at no cost to themselves. So we work with quite a few principals in the area. And he was one of the biggest advocates in trying to get his students the opportunity to get college credits.
And unfortunately, obviously, when the tragedy happened a year ago on January 4th, what sort of resources were offered by DMAC to kind of help students kind of cope with the whole situation, really the Perry community?
Yes. So one of the first things that DMAC did is we closed down for a few days to give us an opportunity to recalibrate and figure out what we need to do next. During those days that we were closed, we did open up the center to provide some services, mental health services. So we obviously had a lot of folks from out of town come in and try to support. And then once DMAC did reopen, our DMAC leadership from our president to our vice presidents came and checked in on us and really tried connecting with our staff to make sure that we had what we needed.
Again, we are speaking here with Eddie Diaz. He is the director at the DMAC Perry Van Kirk Career Academy. Eddie, now we'll go to more of your role. Can you talk about your inspiration for really wanting to be the director at the Van Kirk Career Academy? How long have you been there, and can you list what your responsibilities are?
Yes. So education has played a huge, huge role in my life. I'm the child of immigrants, came to this country 40 some years ago. My family did. And so I was born and raised in the U.S. and had the opportunity to grow up in a low socioeconomic status home. And now education has opened up a lot of doors for me. And so that's really been my inspiration. I think that education is the doorway to opportunities. And I try to provide as many of those to students. I've been in this role for 6 years. My current title is the site director, which essentially means I oversee the center. I'm also a career advantage coordinator, which means I work with 8 high schools in your listening area to try and provide as many dual enrollment college credit opportunities within their buildings for their students, because oftentimes their students are unable to drive to Perry. So we try to do as much as we can in their high school building.
And then I know we are talking a little bit off the record about some of the areas that the Van Kirk Career Academy specializes in. So can you break down which ones those are?
Absolutely. So our main goal here at the center is to provide experiences for students in high demand fields. We really focus in the healthcare field. That's actually one of our strongest programs, our health occupations. Students every year, we get 40 to 50 students that graduate with certified nurse aide and advanced certified nurse aide certificates. Welding, we have education as paraeducators. We have criminal justice, industrial technician that I mentioned earlier. We really try to have a wide array of opportunities for students that really don't know what they want to do or are trying to get ahead of the game and get some opportunities early on in their high school career.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Speaking of nursing, obviously you just held the CNA fall pinning, and like you said, had a lot of students and really up next kind of to take hold of that career.
Yes, every year we hold a pinning ceremony, and it's really a highlight. Actually, we do it multiple times a year, fall, spring, and then sometimes summer. And it's really grown. A lot of students use that as their first step to get into a healthcare field. And not only do they get the knowledge in the classroom, they have lab opportunities to do hands-on training. And then probably the best part of the course is that they get to go into our long-term care facilities or the hospitals and do clinical hours. So a lot of these young people end up becoming nurses, some of them doctors, radiologists, ultrasound, a number of different things. And we're happy that we're able to provide that first step towards them.
Again, we are speaking here with Eddie Diaz, the director at the DMAC Perry Van Kirk Career Academy. And Eddie, as we finish up here, can you talk about your staff members that you have and what can you really say about them?
Well, it really takes a village sometimes to get things done. And I've been there 6 years. That's given me the opportunity to build a strong team. Happy to have the team that we do, from Tom Lipovac, who's a Career Advantage advisor, works closely with some of these students in their buildings. And then at our center, we have a strong instructor in Brent Rowe, who lives here in the community as a welding instructor. We have a few instructors from the ADM school district, Rico Moss in criminal justice, Maggie Yombor in psychology. Then in the Woodward Granger community, we have our health occupations instructor, Katie Toole. So those are just a few of the many members on our team that really have grown to provide a great opportunity for students in the area.
Awesome. And then, you know, you've talked about obviously the students and being there for 6 years. So what do you really love about helping the students achieve their goals?
Well, at this stage in their lives, it's really nice to be able to see the impact that we're able to make. Every year, we are able to show a growth. And a couple years from down the road, we're able to see where they're at in their careers. So it's nice to be able to open doors for them. A lot of these students, if they don't have somebody in their family in that specific field, they don't have access to some of that knowledge and opportunity. So it's nice to be able to provide that structure, sometimes that mentorship that is needed, but above all, the opportunities to explore careers that otherwise they may not get the opportunity to do so.
Awesome. Again, we've been speaking here with Eddie Diaz, the director at the DMAC Perry Van Kirk Career Academy. Eddie, really appreciate you joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You are absolutely welcome. That is part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.